Hey, darling. What are you doing laying in bed in the middle of the day? Are you ill? No, then what's the matter? Baby, talk to me. You look like you've been crying. Please talk to me, please. You know communication is key. We have to talk about these things for me to be able to help you. No, it's not stupid. If it upsets you and it makes you cry, then it's never stupid. Come on, baby, get in my arms. You're safe here with me. I will never hurt you. You are mine, and I will always protect you and support you. Look at me, sweetheart. Oh, that's it. Shh. Shh. Let it out. You can always let go and be vulnerable in front of me. It does not make you weak for having feelings, babe. It really doesn't. I understand it makes you feel that way, but you are so strong. Unbelievably so. You are there for others and always there for me. So why don't you think you deserve the same? You mean so much to me. You do know that, don't you? Okay. I need you to trust me. Will you? Thank you, baby. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Please just do it. Thank you. Now think of a box in your mind's eye. Think of the colour of it, how it smells, the depth of it, and look at the lock on it. Is it gold or is it silver? Can you see it, baby? That's so good. Now I want you to think of all the terrible words that you say to yourself and write them down and put them into that box. Got it? That's right. Imagine yourself writing the words down and placing them in the box. One by one. Take as long as you need. As you do this, I will kiss you. Just like this. Feel my warm, soft lips on yours. And I will tell you that you are amazing. Beautiful, strong, and so very special. Have you finished? Okay, now I want you to close the box up and attach the padlock. Make sure you see the key in your hands as you lock this box. And I want you to envision a river flowing in front of you. Now I want you to put the box into the river slowly. And I want you to watch that box being taken away by the currents. That it is floating, the sun is shining on the box. Gently fading into the distance until you cannot see it anymore. Can you see it? No? That is so good. You're doing so well, sweetheart. So well. Now, I want you to look at the key in your hand. Do you see it? Yes. Well, this key I want you to hold. Wish for those thoughts to never return or come back. And slowly let it sink to the bottom of the river. Now open your eyes. You see, baby, whenever you feel those awful thoughts, I want you to come back here and do this to get rid of them. Just like this. So anytime you feel like you are being mean to the amazing, beautiful person, strong person that I love, I want you to know that you are safe here with me and you can let those thoughts drift away. Tell me how you feel now. You feel lighter? That's good. You see, our minds can be cruel to one another and to ourselves. But we just need to centre ourselves and realise, even though our feelings are valid, sometimes they're not true. And they do need to be washed away and forgotten about. I do want you to do something else now with me. Come on. Look in the mirror. You know what I see? I see someone so beautiful and strong, and I want you to see the same. So for the next few days, I want you to say 3 great things about yourself, to yourself. Come on, babe, let's try it. What is one thing you see when you look? Love. Good. You have so much love to give, and you show that with your beautiful heart. Did you see what I did there? Next thing. Nice smile. That's it. Think of how much your smile is infectious to others. How much it lights up a room. Now look again. What else, sweetheart? Your eyes, yes. They are so pretty. But they're also so full of wonder. And they see the good in others. Do you see what I'm doing, babe? You see how to think positive about yourself. Mm-hmm. So I want you to try and tell yourself 3 different things to yourself. It can be physical or it can be emotional. Maybe the strength that you have within you. I will always be able to tell you that you're good enough and that you're perfect and that you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I want you to promise something. The next time you are being self-critical, I want you to come back here in my safe arms. And listen to me tell you over and over again. You are loved. You matter. And you are more than those hurtful things that you say to yourself. You are amazing and beautiful. And most of all, baby, you are mine, always. You need to remember that. I love you so, so very much. More than I ever thought was possible to love another human, to be honest. But you walked into my life and I didn't know how I survived without you for this long. You are my missing piece of a jigsaw puzzle. My yin to my yang. And you are what keeps me alive. What keeps me fighting on and pushing through. I just wish you could see how I look at you. With such adoration and I see you for all you are, flaws and all, and I am utterly and completely in love with you. Sweetheart, let's go lay by the fire in each other's arms. These are the moments I cherish the most. These vulnerable and safe moments you spend in my arms. Let me kiss you and love you as you should be loved. my amazing sweet love of my life. Live by this fire. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. You're mine. Always. I love you. You're my heart. Reason for living. And I will always, always love you. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. I love you. My other half. The perfect one for me. Never get tired of your kisses. No, baby. Never ever. Kiss you now. As we lay here, I'll kiss your chest. I love you. I love you so much, baby.